Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me, Mr. Humble, at your service. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. I'm broadcasting live, as you know, from Houston, Texas. Actually, Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston, north of Houston on I-45, on the way to Dallas. It's the place where this week the Insperity Championship is going to take place, and this is the eighth year of this tournament. And it began 8 years ago by a company that's based here in the Houston area, and I happen to have the CEO and the co-founder of that company, Insperity, in front of me right now, and as you know, Insperity is one of my partners, and they started this tournament 8 years ago. When I'll let him tell the story a little bit in a few minutes, but right now I want to introduce you to Paul Sarvati. Paul, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to be here too. Thank you for hosting us here. And again, this is the eighth year. I was here for the first tournament and all the ones since then. Thanks for having us back.
Absolutely, it's always good to have you with us. You know, we've really enjoyed this opportunity we have once a year to focus on our customer and the small business community and the role that they play in helping this nation get where we want to go. And so it's great for us, a customer service week for us.
Well, good for you. And isn't it coincidental that it's customer service week? Paul, a lot of people watch the golf tournaments, and of course, this is a Champions Tour tournament. And Kenny Perry won over the weekend, by the way. He's going to be in your field.
That's right.
Week.
He'll be here.
So congratulations on that. But you watch the tournament. I love golf, so I watch it. But and I know it's mentioned a lot of times, but this tournament, there's some people, some very important benefactors of this. I mean, beneficiaries, I should say, of this tournament, the charities that this tournament contributes to, right?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, that's one of the great things about golf in general, and the tour, that every tournament has a charity function, a charity component to it. And ours certainly is no different. We're able to support in our area the Shriners Hospital, mm-hmm. which do wonderful things for kids that are in desperate need. We also support the organization, some local charities like Golfers Against Cancer, mm-hmm. which is focused on finding cures for certain things. And we've supported so many over the years. When you do this consistently, right, you can really make a difference, and we've been able to do that with a lot of different local charities.
Well, I know you've been able to contribute millions of dollars over the last 8 years. I don't know if you have the numbers, but
I don't have the exact number. It's over right. $2 million.
Just to charities because of this event, and of course the business side of this tournament. I mean, this creates a lot of business for small businesses in the area, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, when you ever hold an event like this, you bring people in from all over the country, and it stimulates the economy,
right.
So that's good for everybody.
Right. So the tournament it began with the other name that with Administaff when the previous name of your company was Administaff Small Business Classic. So just in case people think that it's a brand new tournament, it's just a new name, right?
That's correct. You know, this year, early in the year, we introduced our new brand because we have a new company strategy to expand and add more lines of products and services, which we've done. And so we introduced the new brand, Insperity, mm-hmm. and our tagline to inspire business performance. And so now we offer a variety of tools and services that help companies that want to, you know, run better, grow faster, and make more money.
Talk to us about, as we got about a minute left in this segment, talk about what you think are the advantages of golf and business, putting those two together with customers?
Well, for us, it was quite obvious because when we did our research on our target customer, and by the way, every small, medium-sized business ought to do, you know, spend the time and effort it takes to really hone in on who that target customer mm-hmm. is. And in our case, we found that two-thirds, it was 400,000 out of 600,000 of our perfect fit target customers, their number one non-work pastime was golf. So it made sense to be able to introduce ourselves mm-hmm. in that way around something in the recreational time as opposed to the business time.
You know, and I've also found that whenever even people who don't play golf are interested in the game. They have an interest. It's an aesthetically pleasing game. You know, it's the rules of the game, the philosophy of the game is high quality the way small business owners think about their business.
Yeah, absolutely. There's integrity in the game. It's a meritocracy. You know, you earn your way.
Right.
Nobody gets favored,
right,
so to speak. I mean, it's how you play. It's
very entrepreneurial, isn't it?
It sure is. It reminds you of the world we live in small business.
Paul, hold on that. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to be right back with Paul Sarvati. Paul's company has gone through quite a big few changes in the last year. And all planned, basically. And so I'm going to ask him what he's learned from these changes, from thinking about the changes, executing them, and now that following the changes. What's he learned from that and what you and I can learn from what he's learned? 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.